In 2004, Paul Haggis wrote the screenplay for the Oscar-winning Clint Eastwood movie Million Dollar Baby and wrote and directed the Oscar-winning film Crash. Several years ago, Haggis read a Playboy article about the disappearance of a young enlisted Army soldier just home from Iraq who was stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia. For Haggis, the article served as the inspiration for his new film, In the Valley of Ella, which stars Tommy Lee Jones, Charlize Theron, and Susan Sarandon. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Tommy Lee Jones is in nearly every frame of Paul Haggis's In the Valley of Ella. His eyes are liquid and melancholy. His face is so pitted and riven with scowl lines, it's almost porous. He plays Hank Deerfield, a retired career Army man who drives his pickup to a base in the U.S. to investigate the disappearance of his son, Mike, back only days from Iraq. Hank was once a military policeman, and for the first half of the movie, he's on his own. The local cops, among them a harried detective played by Charlize Theron, say it's an Army matter. The Army doesn't have a clue. Mike's buddies say they think he's holed up with a hot babe. It gradually occurs to Hank that these people don't want to know the truth. And the question arises, does he? His devastated wife, movingly played by Susan Sarandon, blurts out that in their family, a son who didn't fight wouldn't have been a man. And down deep, Hank knows a father who couldn't face up to his son's fate wouldn't be a man either. Haggis is not the subtlest storyteller. The first scene of his Oscar-winning film Crash made the point that racism is a very bad thing. So did the second, third, fourth, and everyone that followed. I couldn't agree more, but the film was so ham-handed that the people seemed like puppets. In the Valley of Ella is relatively restrained, but as a narrative, it's clunky. As a whodunit, third rate. And as the drama of a closed-down man's awakening, predictable. It's riveting anyway. You can't take your eyes off Tommy Lee Jones. And Haggis does justice to a great subject, the devastation of Americans coming home from a war in which their moral compass has been upended. Haggis's color palette is cold, gray, khaki, faded military green, and everything and everyone seems far away, a little stuporous. The vistas are empty. The soldiers are robotic, their language canned. But as Hank sits in his pickup, talking to one of Mike's mates, Gordon Bonner, played by Jake McLaughlin, something real and scary seeps through.
How you adjusting?
Being back? Hasn't been that long.
Call your parents?
My mom. My dad and I aren't close. Did you guys talk much?
Sure. We could have talked more. Did he ever say anything to you that I should know?
No, sir. I mean, you see a lot of shit over there. You don't want to talk about it, even with your buddies.
Yeah. But he did all right, Mike.
He was a first-class soldier. You know Mike, he loved the Army. Couldn't wait to get over there and save the good guys and hurt the bad guys. They shouldn't send heroes to places like Iraq. Everything there's f***ed up. Before I went, I'd never say this, but you ask me now, they should just nuke it and watch it all turn back to dust.
This is Jake McLaughlin's film debut. He was a gunner in Iraq, for real. But his character is an enigma, and so are the other soldiers. Something isn't right. What we see of their war is via fragmented videos on Mike's PDA, which Hank steals from his son's quarters. The device was damaged, and the techie who's recovering the videos is busy and can only restore and email them one at a time. So each piece of the puzzle arrives on cue at a strategic moment in the story. The PDA gimmick seems contrived, but the hazy images on Hank's computer screen are chilling. They echo what was shown in documentaries like The War Tapes, composed of videos taken by reservists, and accounts from places like Haditha, where soldiers stand accused of murdering civilians. Some commentators and moviegoers have asked, why spotlight only the crimes of Americans? For Haggis, it's a way of raising a different kind of flag. The movie's biggest puzzler is that title, which refers to the place where David took on Goliath. Haggis has said that the American soldiers are in the position of David going up against Goliath with only a slingshot. But that's bizarre. The U.S. is the mightier power, and David won. But I forgive Haggis for overreaching. He must have thought he needed to invoke the Old Testament to convey what he sees as a tragedy of biblical proportions.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.